Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs. Your mighty hand has performed in our lives. We thank you for destroying the works of the devil, the works of witchcraft, the works of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Lord, for upholding us. It's your right hand of power. Thank you, Father. Thank you for upholding us in your righteousness, upholding us in faith, in truth, and in love, and in obedience to your will. Thank you for your mighty hand that is upholding us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for defending us against the kingdoms of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your words of promises and prophecies that are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for making everything we lay our hands upon to prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for dominion you have given to us over Satan, over sicknesses and diseases, over the works of the flesh, over sin, and over all witchcraft. Thank you for giving us dominion over the forces that were too strong for us to handle. Thank you for making us stronger than our enemies. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we thank you for your commitment to each and every one of us. You have committed yourself to take good care of us, to help us, to bless us, to protect us, to heal and deliver us. Thank you for committing yourself unto us. Thank you, Father. You have committed yourself to always answer our prayers. and to always meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are here again this night, this midnight, to seek you, to call upon your name in faith. Oh Lord, hear us from your throne. Visit everyone here and everyone that will still join this prayer session. Oh Lord, turn our lives and situations around to glorify your name in the head, in the name of Jesus. As we pray, oh Lord, let the answers to our prayers manifest instantly in the name of Jesus. Give everyone the strength to pray tonight, the fire to pray and prevail. Give unto everyone here right now the faith to pray and prevail. Give unto everyone here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before the prayer point. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sins. Great grace, great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. to me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace, greater grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. King of the universe, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. Miracle worker, there is no one like you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. Touched my life with his aids. My life changed. He touched my life with his aids. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his aids. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Unchangeable God, you are unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, reliable God, you are reliable God. Reliable God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great. All the earth will see how great is our God. How great you are, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, Jesus. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will worship you from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Calm down. O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power in this place as we call on you. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power right here, Jesus. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. We need you We need your torch. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. 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 You are Yahweh, 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, all sufficient God, the Most High. All sufficient God, Most High, a miraculous God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are great, yes, you are. Holy Lord, you walked upon upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. Holy Lord, you walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are 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 great. Oh Lord, you are great. Jesus, you are great. You are great. So great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. Sing, you are great. You are great. You are great. Oh, you are great. You are great. You are great. You are great. Oh, Lord, you are great. Jesus, you are great, you are great, so great, you are great. Everything written about you is great. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Everything written about him is great. His power is great. His name is great. His strength is great. His might is great. His dominion is great. His wisdom is great. His mercies are great. His compassions are great. His faithfulness is great. His miracles are great. His signs and wonders are great. Everything about him is great. For he is the Almighty God. He is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory. Everything about him is great. For he existed before all things. And he created all things. And he controls all things. He is the one holding all things together. He is the heart of all creatures. Worship him. Bless his name. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. He is the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God. Worship him. He can never fail. He has never failed. He is too faithful to fail. Too strong to be conquered. Too high to go down. too powerful to lose battles. He's too mighty to be numbered, to be measured. He is the Almighty God. He's so terrible, so fearful. We praise you, Father, for you do mighty works. You do signs and wonders that are far beyond human understanding. We praise you, Lord, for you control times and seasons. You make impossible things possible. You subdue your enemies under your feet. You make your enemies serve you. You make them do your will unknown to them. We worship you, Lord. There is no searching of your wisdom. There is no searching of all that is in you. For you are too great to be measured. The fullness in you is unending, is unlimited, cannot be counted. We worship you, Lord, for only you speak and it comes to pass. Only you can decree and it will happen. We praise you, Almighty God. Blessed be your holy name. Only you can lift up a man, and such man will never come down. And only you can bring down a man, and such man will never rise. Only you is the giver of life, giver of true joy, giver of true peace. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for being my stronghold, for being my fortress, for being my defender. Say, thank you, Lord, for being my rock that I can lean on in every situation. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank him for being your rock of refuge, your rock of defense. Say, thank you, Lord, for being my defender. Thank you for being my stronghold. Thank you for being my everlasting fortress. Talk to him. Thank you, Father, for being the one I can lean on. Thank you for being the one I can depend on. Thank you for being the one I can trust. For you cannot fail. For you have never failed. Even when people think you have failed, yet you have not failed. Even when people think you are unfaithful, yet you are faithful. if only they can see, they would know that you are faithful. Thank you for being my rock of defense. Thank you for being my stronghold in every situation. I can hold on to you and I will not fall. I can hold on to you and I will succeed. I can hold on to you and I will prosper. I can hold on to you and I will rise above limitations. I can hold on to you and I will break limitations. I will break barriers. I would excel because you are faithful, because you are my sure fortress. Thank you for being my stronghold. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to me in so many ways. Say, thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to me in so many ways. Thank you, Lord, for making me know you beyond head knowledge. Thank you for making me know you practically. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to me in wonderful ways. Thank you for revealing yourself to me beyond head knowledge, beyond theoretical knowledge. Thank you for revealing yourself to me practically, experientially. Thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to me in signs and wonders, in mighty ways. Thank you for revealing yourself to me through your presence in me. Thank you for revealing yourself to me through the joy that fills my heart, through the peace that fills my heart. Thank you for revealing yourself to me through the comfort that fills my heart, through revelations. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for making me to know you in a way that is very real. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for bringing your promises to pass in my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for bringing your promises to pass in my life. Begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Father, for bringing your promises to pass. Thank you for doing the things you have promised in my life. Thank you for doing as you have said in my life. Thank you for doing your word in my life. Thank you for bringing your word to pass in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for fulfilling your promises, even in my body system, in my spirit, in my soul. Thank you for fulfilling your promises. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Before we continue with our scripture, which is Isaiah 54, you're going to pray some prayers. After that, we'll move to that prophetic scripture the Lord has given to us. I want you to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let your power work in my life without hindrance. Let your power work in my life and produce great results in my life. Let your power work in my life without hindrance. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, let your power work in my life. I know that your power is in my life. I know that your power is with me. I know that your power is in me. Oh Lord, let your power work in my life. Let it produce great things in my life. In the name of Jesus, I want to be a testifier of the wonders of your power in the earth. I want to be a witness of the wonders of your power in the earth. Oh Lord, let your power work in my life. By your mercy, make your power produce great things in my life. Great victories, great success, great progress, great miracles. Make your power produce great things in my life, O Lord. Show me mercy, O Lord. Let your power work in my life. Let your power work in my life. Let your power work in my body. Let your power work in my soul. Let your power work in my spirit. I know that your power is with me. I know that your power is in me. I know that your power is here. Oh Lord, let your power work in my life. In the name of Jesus, do not let my life become too difficult for your power. Make my life a ground where your power produces wonders. Make my life a ground where your power does great things. Let your power work in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your power work mighty things in my life. Let your power change my life. Let your power change my situations. Let your power transform my life. Oh Lord, let your power change my story. Let your power give me restoration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to understand that the power of God is not just coming. The power of God is already here. Is already here. That is the first thing you must get right in your mind if you want to witness God's power. Don't see it as something that is coming. It's not just coming. It's not coming. It's already with you. It's already in you. So all that is required is for that power to explode, is for that power to manifest. Just like the song that the Lord gave me some time ago, it says manifest. Lord Jesus, manifest. Manifest the power of your presence. Which means that everywhere God is, His power is there. So if God is inside of you, His power is inside of you. If God is here right now, which we know is here, according to the scripture says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am right there. Jesus said He's right there. So if Jesus is here, it means His power is also here. So all that is needed is for that power to explode, for that power to manifest. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let your power manifest in my life and do great things. Let your power manifest in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, let your power manifest in my life and do great things. Say, Lord Jesus, I know that your power is here. Your power is in me. Your power is with me. Your power is not just coming. Is already here. Lord Jesus, manifest your power. Manifest your power in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Manifest your power in my situations. Manifest your power. Do great things through your power. Do great things in my life through your power. Do great things in my life through your power. Do great things in my situation through your power. Do great things in the head through your power. For your power is here. Lord Jesus, manifest your power right now. Thank you, Lord. Manifest your great power and put the enemy to shame in my life. Manifest your great power and put my enemies to shame in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me faith that is powerful enough to remove limitations, stopping your power in my life. Say, Lord, give me faith that is strong enough to remove the limitations blocking the manifestation of your power in my life. Open your mouth and pray. The Lord Jesus, give me faith that is strong enough to remove all the limitations stopping your power from working in my life. Give me that faith. Fill me with that faith. In the name of Jesus, for I know that your power is in my life. Fill me with faith that is able to destroy the limitations blocking the manifestation of your power in my life. Give me that faith and confidence. Give me that faith and boldness that is able to remove the limitations stopping the manifestation of your power in my life. In the name of Jesus, fill me with faith, Lord Jesus, that is able to remove the barriers stopping the manifestation of your power in my life. Give me that type of faith in the name of Jesus. Teach me that kind of faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, many of us, our perception of God's power is wrong. That is why we have not been experiencing miracles. Yeah, your understanding of God's power is wrong, or is too shallow. Yeah, if you look at the scripture, you will see that man who came to Jesus asking for prayers for his servant that is sick unto death. And Jesus told him, I will come and heal him. But the man told Jesus, he said, you don't have to come. I am also a man of authority. I have people working under me. I tell this one, go and do this, and he goes and do it. Yeah. He told Jesus, he said, you don't have to come, just speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Yeah, that man has an understanding of God's power. Even though he was an unbeliever, he was not even an Israelite. He was not even a Jew. He was a Gentile. And yet, he had such understanding of God's power. He knew that God's power is everywhere, even in his house, where his servant is lying sick. He knew that God's power is inside the body of his sick servant. Now, all that Jesus needs is to speak, and that power will manifest. Yeah. You need to have the right understanding of God's power. Stop seeing his power as something that is far, as something that you have to wait for it to come. No. His power is already in you, in your life, in your environment. And that is how you see his power. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge, I agree that your power is right here in my life. I acknowledge, I agree that your power is so much with me. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see this. Open my understanding to know this. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. You need to see that his power is in your life. You need to know it without a doubt. You need to know it beyond head knowledge. You need to see it. You need to feel it. You need to connect with it. You need to know that his power is there. The Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see and understand that your power is right here in my life. Right here within me. Right here within every cell in my body. Within every fragment of my soul. Open my eyes to see this. Open my understanding to know it. Enlighten me to know it. That your power is not far. That your power is in my life. That your power is in the air that I breathe. That your power is in the water that I drink. That your power is in my room. Open my eyes to see this. To see that your power is in my environment. That your power is all around me. Open my eyes to see this. Open my understanding to know it. In the name of Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord, to see how much your power has conquered this earth. Open my eyes to see how much your power controls this earth. Open my eyes to see how much your power has taken over the whole world. How much your power has swallowed up the whole world. Open my eyes to see this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Remember when Peter was in the boat and Jesus was walking on the sea, walking on the water. Don't forget, as at that time, they haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost yet. So which means the manifestation of God's power does not mean you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost first. Yeah, it can happen even to unbelievers, even to people that don't know God at all, people that are not saved at all. The power of God can manifest in their lives. It can manifest to anyone, in anyone, because the power of God is where God is. And God is in everything. And God is everywhere. So remember that Peter told Jesus, he said, if it is you I'm saying right there, walking on water, command me to come and meet you on the water. Command me to also walk on water. And Jesus said, yes, come. And we saw that Peter began to walk on water. Why? Because the power of God is in the body of Peter. And the power of God is also inside the waters. Yeah, so as Peter stepped his foot on the water, the power was activated. and the surface of the water become as dry ground. So the power of God is in everything. And as Peter continued in that faith, he was walking on water until he began to lose faith. Then he began to sink. So the power of God is everywhere. All you need to do is to believe in the word of God. Faith in the word of God will activate his power. Will activate his power that is in everything. If you can believe in his word, you will see his glory. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I believe in your word. I believe in you. Activate your power in my life. Activate your power in everything in my life. For me to move forward. For me to succeed. For me to prosper beyond the limit. Activate your power in my life. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe. I believe in your word. I believe in your word. Activate your power in me. Activate your power in my spirit. Activate your power in my soul. Activate your power in my body. Activate your power in everything you created. Living things and non-living things. Visible and invisible. Activate your power in all things for my life to move forward in the name of Jesus. Activate your power in all things for my life to make progress, for my life to experience transformation. Activate your power. Activate your power for my life to succeed beyond limits. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying about connecting with God's power. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, activate your power in my spirit, soul, and body for me to grow spiritually, for me to grow in the knowledge of you. Activate your power in my spirit, soul, and body. For me to grow spiritually. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, activate your power in me. When the power of God is activated, your spiritual senses will come alive. And you will enjoy fellowshipping with God more. When the power of God is activated in your spirit, you'll be able to know him with your spirit. You'll be able to know God. You'll be able to see things with the eyes of your spirit. Say, Lord Jesus, activate your power in me for spiritual growth. Activate your power in me for my spiritual senses to start walking. Say, Lord Jesus, activate your power in me for me to be able to discern your presence, for me to be able to discern your will, discern your mind, activate your power in me, for me to be able to feel your presence, activate your power in me, for me to be able to understand mysteries. Activate your power in me. For me to be able to interpret divine mysteries. For me to be able to see the invisible. Activate your power in me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Connecting with God's power has a lot to do with destroying the flesh. You know the flesh. If you're a Bible student, you know what the flesh means. And if you have been following this ministry for some time, you definitely know what the flesh means. Because we talk a lot about the flesh in this ministry. Yeah, the flesh is your human nature. The sinful nature that is in you. The flesh is your Adamic nature. Is that thing in you that don't want to please God? That thing in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, that don't want to obey God, that want to enjoy itself, and doesn't care whether God is pleased or not. That nature in you that wants to enjoy itself and doesn't care whether that enjoyment offends God or not. That is the flesh. That nature in you that doesn't trust God and doesn't want to trust God. That nature in you that doesn't believe God and doesn't want to believe God. That nature in you that doesn't want to follow God and obey His word. That nature in you that doesn't like to love others. That is the flesh. And this flesh is rooted in every part of you. Is in your spirit. The flesh is in your soul. The flesh is in your body. So there's no part of you that the flesh is not. Because you have the human DNA, yeah, because you are a human being, so the flesh is inside every part of you, yeah. So now, if we are going to connect to God's power, the flesh must be taken out of the way, yeah, until the flesh is dead. You cannot know God's power. Even if God's power is moving, you will not know that it's there. You will not even agree that it is God's power moving. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, destroy the flesh in me that is disconnecting me from your power. Say, Lord Jesus, destroy the nature in me that is disconnecting me from your power. Open your mouth and pray like that. Mahano Sasu Beheshishana. Destroy the flesh in me. Destroy the nature in me that doesn't want me to know your power, that doesn't want me to experience your power, destroying the nature in me, that doesn't want me to feel your power, to connect with your power. Lord Jesus, destroy the flesh. Destroy the flesh. The flesh that is rooted in my mind, rooted in my emotions, rooted in my thoughts, rooted in my feelings. Lord Jesus, destroy them all. I want to experience your power in my life. Destroy the barrier created by the flesh. Destroy the hindrance created by the flesh in my life. Lord Jesus, I want to experience your power in my life. I want to experience your power in my life. I want you to pray this prayer very seriously. The flesh has destroyed a lot of things in your life. You just don't know it because you like to be human all the time. You like being human. So you don't know how much the flesh has limited your destiny. So Lord Jesus, destroy the flesh in me that has disconnected me from your power. Destroy the flesh in me. Destroy the barriers the flesh has created to block me from experiencing your power. To block me from touching your power. Destroy those barriers right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a common saying that is spreading presently in this generation. Maybe you can call it a slang. Yeah, everybody's talking about it. Yeah, you will. I don't know if you have heard some people say, I'm just being human. And some people will say, I believe in humanity. Yeah, I just want to be human. Yeah, as good as that might sound, is a limitation in Christianity. Yeah, humanity is a limitation in Christianity. Yeah, because humanity does not agree with many things Christianity preachings. Yeah. So to please God, you must cross from humanity into divinity. To please God and to know God, you must stop saying, I'm being human. You must stop saying that. Yeah. You must believe you are higher than human. You are more than a human. Yeah, because that is what Christianity is all about. Yeah, Christianity is all about a power that makes humans something different than humans. Christianity is all about a power that transforms human beings into divine beings. That is what Christianity is all about. So if you are going about saying, I believe in humanity, I want to be human, then you are saying you are not a Christian. Yeah, because if humanity is okay, there's no reason for Jesus to come and die, to come and save us. If everything is right about humanity, then why do we need Jesus? Then we don't need Jesus. But humanity is completely a failure. Humanity has failed. And there is no salvation in humanity. There's no victory in being human. There's no success in being human. Yeah. There's no eternity in being human. So everyone that is human, their destination is hellfire. So for you to make heaven, you must become something that is not human. The Bible says, for as many as received him, he gave them power to become what? Is it to become humans? No, to become sons of God. To become sons of God. He gave them power to become something that is above human. To become divine creatures. Yeah. So if you're only saying, I'm feeling like this because I'm a human, I'm feeling emotional, I'm feeling sad, you know, we are humans. So it's okay to feel like this. It's not okay. It's not okay. Yeah, as a Christian, it's not okay. It can be okay for those that are not Christians. But as Christians, it's not okay for you to feel in certain ways. You have to reject such feelings. So you're going to pray. Embracing the human nature will lead you into failure. I'm telling you the truth. And you will never be able to fulfill your destiny in Christ. You must embrace the divine nature, which is higher and greater than the human nature. And of course, the divine nature will not make you a wicked person. It will not make you a beast or a demon. It will only make you like Jesus. So if you like everything you have read in the Bible about Jesus, you can be like that, 100%. So Jesus came so that we can be like him in nature. And don't tell me that the nature of Jesus is according to humanity. The nature of Jesus is according to divinity. Yeah, study how Jesus lived. Normal human beings don't live like that. Normal human beings will retaliate when they have been oppressed. Yeah. But someone who is not human beings will not retaliate when they have been afflicted. So Christianity is not about being human. It's about being God. Being divine creatures. I mean, being a divine creature. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit in me that is making me to embrace the human nature above the divine nature. Every spirit in me making me to embrace the human nature and reject the divine nature. I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, every spirit in me that is making me to always follow after the human nature, neglecting the divine nature, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that wants me to always think according to my human nature and not according to my divine nature, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that wants me to feel, to interpret things according to my human nature and not according to the nature that is in Christ Jesus, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Continue to pray like that. Begin to say, I embrace the divine nature. I embrace the divine nature that is mine in Christ Jesus. I embrace the divine nature that is mine in Christ Jesus. I become the divine nature that is mine in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I reject the human nature that has nothing good to offer me. I reject the human nature that keeps drawing me into darkness, keeps drawing me into hell. I reject such nature right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Your calling and destiny requires you to embrace divinity. That is, fulfilling your calling and destiny requires you to embrace divinity. Yeah, you cannot fulfill your calling and destiny as human, but as a divine being. Yeah, Jesus came in the flesh. Yeah, he came as humans, but look at the life of Jesus. He lived as a divine being in the human body. Yeah, so that is how we have been called to live as Christians, to live as divine creatures in human body. Yeah. That was why many people at that time, they could not understand him. Because they don't understand how someone who was born by a woman will be claiming to be God, will be claiming to be a son of God, will be claiming to have come from heaven. So they didn't understand. They felt like he must have run mad. Yeah, to be speaking like that. They didn't understand everything he was exposing to them about the kingdom of God. Yeah, because the human nature can never understand that. It can never believe that. So if you want to fulfill your calling and destiny, you must embrace divinity. That is the only way you can fulfill your calling and destiny. Because your calling and destiny itself is divine. Then how can you fulfill it by being human, by thinking like a human, by operating like a human? There's no way you can fulfill such calling and destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I embrace my divine nature that is in Christ Jesus for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth. Say, in the name of Jesus, I embrace who I am, my identity in Christ Jesus, for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. da hasha ja teka kashabadala niti hete shisha mashana stegala. Thank you, Lord. Say, I embrace the person that I am. I become that person. The person that I am in Christ Jesus. I become that person right now. I change into that person right now. I transform into that person right now for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Something is happening to you right now as you're praying this prayer. Say, I become the person that I am in Christ Jesus for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the earth. I embrace my divine personality in Christ Jesus. I embrace my divine nature in Christ Jesus for the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, for the fulfillment of my ministry in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So, as I said earlier, the flesh has been the greatest limitations to the manifestation of God's power. It took me a long time to understand and agree that the power of God is always in me, always with me. Yeah, it took me a long time to agree with that. Because the flesh does not make me to feel like that. I mean, the flesh didn't make me feel and believe and agree and accept that the power of God is in me and with me all the time. But as I began to crucify the flesh through the grace of God, and I began to understand that the power of God has been in my life all these years, and that the power of God is as powerful in me as it is in heaven on the throne of God. Yeah. So until you begin to practically deny yourself, discipline yourself, crucify your flesh, you will not be able to agree that the power of God is mightily present in your life. It will be difficult for you. Yeah, even if you say it with your mouth, it will not feel right. Even when you say it from your head knowledge, it will not feel like it's true. But when the flesh is dead, when you say it, when you say that I am powerful, my life is full of God's power, the power of God is working in me, when you say it, you will feel that it is true. Yeah. You will feel that it is true, that what you are saying is true. But when the flesh is not yet dead, when you say things like that, it will not feel like it is true. It will just feel like you are babbling. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to crucify the flesh in my life so that the power of God can be real to me, so that the realm of God can be real to me. Say, I receive grace to crucify the flesh in my life so that the power of God can be real to me, so that the presence of God can be real to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive grace. I receive grace to crucify my flesh so that God's power can be real in my life, so that God's power can be real to me, so that the realm of God can be real to me. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to crucify my flesh. I believe you're praying. You are not you. You can't trust God because of the flesh. Yeah, you're finding it difficult to believe God. It is because of the flesh. Do you know that? You're finding it difficult to depend on God. It is because of the flesh. You're finding it difficult to trust God for a long time. It is because of the flesh. See, I receive grace to crucify my flesh so that God's power can be real in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So you're going to open your Bibles to Isaiah 54. We stopped at verse 10. So we are moving to verse 11. Isaiah 54. I'm reading from New Living Translation. O storm-battered city, troubled and desolate, I will rebuild you with precious jewels and make your foundations from lapis lazuli. God is saying, I will rebuild you with precious jewels. Yeah, that lapis lazuli is one of those very rare precious items. They are very rare treasures, just like gold is rare, just like diamonds are rare. God is saying He's going to rebuild your life with precious things, precious jewels. Hallelujah. He's going to rebuild your life that has been so troubled, so desolate. So which means everything the devil has destroyed in your life, God is saying, I will rebuild them again. Do you believe that? Everything Satan has destroyed in your life, God is saying, you will build up your life again. And not just build up your life, He will build up your life with expensive jewels. So which means your life will look far more glorious than its way when the devil visited you and destroyed your life and destroyed good things in your life. So God is going to build up your life to become more glorious than the way it was when destruction came from the devil. Do you believe that? If you believe, You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, rebuild my life from the scratch with your precious jewels, with expensive treasures. Rebuild my life from the scratch with your precious jewels. Make my life more glorious than it has ever been. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, rebuild my life. Rebuild my life from the foundation. Rebuild my life from the foundation, from my roots, from my foundation, with your precious jewels, such that my life becomes far more glorious than I could ever imagine. Oh Lord, rebuild my life. Rebuild my life. Thank you, Lord. Rebuild my life from the very foundation. Rebuild my life with expensive things. Transform my life using expensive things. Transform my life using expensive materials, priceless materials, priceless jewels. Oh Lord, transform my life that way. Restore unto me a greater glory that is far beyond the former glory. In the name of Jesus, rebuild my life, oh Lord. Rebuild my life, oh Lord. Rebuild all that the enemy has destroyed in my life. Rebuild all that has been wasted by the enemy in my life. Rebuild my life from the foundation to become glorious and great in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Rebuild my calling, my destiny, from its foundation to become glorious and great in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is saying, you will rebuild your life from the foundation. From the foundation. Yeah, because God is building up something that will not fall anymore. Yeah, because God wants to build something. I mean, God wants to build you into something that cannot be destroyed anymore. Something the enemy cannot waste. Something the enemy cannot bring down. So that is why you have to be patient with Him. You have to be patient with Him. Yeah, no one wants to build a house that will last for hundreds of years and not patiently select the materials he will use and not patiently work on the foundation of such house or such building. So if God is going to build your life into something that will last forever. Then you must be patient with him. Yeah, because God is going to start from your very foundation. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be patient in my walk with God. I receive grace to be patient enough to allow God make me into the person he wants me to be. Say, I receive grace to be patient enough to allow God make me into the person he wants me to be. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive grace to be patient. I receive grace to endure. I receive grace to persevere in my walk with God. I receive grace to allow God deal with me the way he has chosen to deal with me. I receive grace to be patient enough to allow God deal with me the way he has determined to deal with me. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to be patient enough to allow God make my life from my foundations into the person that cannot fall, into the person that cannot be destroyed, into the person that the enemy cannot conquer. I receive grace to let God build me into the person that cannot fall, into the person that will succeed forever, prosper forever, and excel forever. I receive grace to be patient enough to let God make me into the person he wants me to be. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. So God is saying that he wants to rebuild your life with precious materials, expensive materials. The reason is because expensive things don't lose value easily. Precious things, they don't lose value easily. That is why God wants to rebuild your life with those things. I'm not talking of some things in this world that looks expensive, but then after you have used them for some time, they lose the value. That is not the kind of materials God wants to use to rebuild your life. God wants to rebuild your life with materials that can survive the test of time. Materials that can withstand heat. Materials that can withstand strong heat. Materials like diamond. You know, diamond is one of the strongest stone. It can break many things and itself cannot be broken. Materials like gold. It is very hard for gold to rust. For gold, pure gold to start losing value, or to start losing what it makes it gold. Yeah, so these are the type of materials God wants to use to rebuild your life. So these are materials that don't diminish with time. They retain their value, their values with time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to give up everything so that I can hold precious materials in God that does not lose value. Say, I receive grace to lay down everything, to possess precious treasures, precious materials in God that does not lose value. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So these are treasures that don't lose value. Treasures that would eternally be valuable and priceless. These are the treasures God wants to use to build your life. Say, I receive wisdom to sacrifice everything so that I can gain treasures, precious items in God that cannot lose value. Precious items in God that are priceless, that are too expensive to be bought with money. I receive grace to sacrifice all so that I can gain such precious materials in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to pay the price to possess such precious materials that don't lose value in the name of Jesus. Such precious materials that are too expensive to be bought with money. I receive grace. I receive wisdom to lay down all to gain them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Jesus said something in the Bible. He said the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who found a precious material in a field. And that man went and sold everything he had to buy that field. He went and sold everything he has to buy that field. Why? Because he knows that the worth of that precious item in that field is far more than everything he has. That is how the kingdom of God is. Yeah, until you see the kingdom of God as a precious item, or as where precious items can be found, and then you see those items as far too valuable than any are riches in the world. That is when you'll be able to get those precious items that are in the kingdom of God. I don't know if you're getting my point. Until the value you place on the things in God's kingdom is higher than the value you place on money and the things of this world, you won't be able to get those precious things that are in the kingdom of God. And God wants to build your life with those precious things, those priceless things that are in His kingdom. God wants to build your life with those things. Yeah, show me a man whose life has been built by the precious jewels in the kingdom of God. And I will tell you that that man will rule the universe. That man will control the entire universe, not just the head, the entire universe. So you're going to pray, what God wants to do with your life is far greater than what you can imagine. It's far greater than what you have been praying for. What God wants to do with your life, you can't imagine it because it's too great. It's too very great. But because of love, your love of money, and the way you have embraced the things of this world, you think, you think everything is just about making money. Yeah, so you have reduced the value of your life because of money. You have reduced the value of your destiny, how great your destiny is meant to be, because you have a narrow mindset. You think it's all about making money and getting some things in this world. It is far more than that. What God wants to do with your life is far more than that. Far, far more than what you can imagine. But you cannot find those things that God wants to use to build your life until you stop placing value on the things of this world. Yeah, or maybe I should say, until you stop making the things of this world more valuable than the things in God's kingdom. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, you, my mind, from today, you shall no longer place value on the things of this world. You shall only place value on the things in heaven, on the things in God's kingdom. You shall no longer place value on the things of this world. You shall only place value on the things in God, on the things in God's kingdom. Begin to pray like that. That is how God is going to rebuild your life. Your mindset must change. Say, you, my mind, from today, you shall not place value on anything in this world. You shall not consider the things of this world of higher value than the things in Christ, than the things in God, than the things in God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus, you, my mind, from today, you shall only place value on the things in heaven, on the treasures in heaven, on the jewels in heaven, in the name of Jesus. You shall be willing to sacrifice everything in this world to possess the treasures in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, okay, you're saying that we should place higher value on the things in heaven. And in fact, you're saying we should sacrifice everything here on earth to possess the treasures in heaven. So now, some of you might be thinking, am I going to be hitting those treasures in heaven? Are those treasures in heaven what we provide? My clothes, the clothes I will wear, the food I will eat, the house I will live? Yeah. Now, what you need to know is that the treasures in heaven that you are to seek after, those treasures, they control the universe. That is what many Christians don't know. Those treasures in heaven we are to seek after, they control the universe, not just the head. They control the entire universe. So possessing that treasures means that you will lack nothing here on earth. That is what it means. It means you will possess the earth. You will rule the earth. You will control the earth. Now, if you look at the world now, those that are ruling the world, they are the billionaires and trillionaires. Yeah, because when you have a lot of money, you rule the world. Yeah, but when you have these treasures I'm talking about, you are going to rule the rulers of the world. Yeah, you will rule the rulers. And they will come bowing down at your feet. I'm telling you the truth. You read about Daniel. Daniel had something that no one in Babylon had. Even the king on the throne in Babylon bowed down to Daniel. That is what I'm talking about. And there was nothing Daniel would want that would not be given to him. In fact, they placed him in charge of many provinces in Babylon. That is what happens when you have the treasures in the kingdom. So you rule the rulers of this world. Yeah. But because we are so carnal and our mind is so narrow and we are so short-sighted, yeah, we can't see far. So we just feel like, how should I sacrifice everything? Because there's one treasure. I don't even know when the treasure will come. Because there's one treasure in heaven. I don't even know when I will possess that treasure. It's because we are so naive. Yeah. It's because we don't really know what light in God's kingdom for us. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see the treasures in your kingdom that I need to pursue after to become the person you want me to be in the end. Open my eyes to see those treasures. Begin to pray like that. If God can show you those treasures, then you will not mind losing everything to get it. I know the things God have shown me. And I am ready to give up anything to possess those treasures. They are not in this earth. God can show you those treasures. Apostle Paul said that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, the fellowship with his suffering. Apostle Paul was praying for immortality. He was seeking for a depth in God where he would not die anymore. So he could see that he could get it. I don't know if he got it. So praise the God, open my eyes to see treasures in your kingdom that I should pursue after. Open my eyes to see treasures in your kingdom that I should seek after so that I can become the person you have destined me to be in this earth. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, O Lord, to see those treasures. To see those treasures. To see those treasures. You being able to live a holy life in this polluted world is a treasure. It's a great treasure. Maybe you don't know. Talk to God. There are a lot of treasures. All the fruit of the Spirit, they are treasures. How many of those fruit of the Spirit in the Bible, how many of them do you have? That is how to rule the world. You might not know because you are not enlightened. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see those treasures I must possess in you to become the person you want me to be. Humility is a treasure. Powerful treasure, priceless treasure. Yeah, or many of you don't know that because you are so carnal. Say, oh Lord, reveal to me how much treasures in your kingdom I must possess to become the person you want me to be. In the name of Jesus. Dominion is a treasure. Having dominion over principalities, powers, it's a treasure. Having dominion over the forces controlling this world is a treasure. Say, oh Lord, reveal to me how much treasures I should seek after in you to become the person you want me to be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we're going to pray 6 more prayer points before we round off the session. Yeah, God said in this place, he said, oh storm battered city, troubled and desolate, I will rebuild you with precious jewels. I will rebuild you with precious jewels. So which means that without those precious jewels, whatever we are building might not actually last forever. Yeah, without these precious things, any other thing we build might not last forever. Some of you are praying for greatness, and God is taking his time to answer that prayer because God wants to give you a kind of greatness that will last forever. He doesn't want to just do something and then after some time you will lose it. Yeah, because the enemy will attack and destroy the thing. So God doesn't want to give you something the enemy will be able to attack and destroy. Yeah, I don't know if that is the kind of building you want. Do you want a greatness that after some time the enemy will fight it and destroy? I know some people who started very powerfully, but then the enemy attacked and they lost everything. They went back to zero. Yeah, so if God is going to give you a greatness, a success, an establishment that would last forever, then you will build it with these precious jewels. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring down whatsoever I am building in my life that will not last forever. Bring them down and build in my life success that will last forever. Greatness that will last forever. Progress that will last forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, whatsoever I've been trying to build with my own wisdom, with my own intelligence, with my own will, that won't last forever. Oh Lord, take them down, bring them down, pull them down, build in my life a success that will last forever. Prosperity that will last forever. Greatness that will last forever. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they that are building, they walk in vain. The laborers, they walk in vain. Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord build your life, all your efforts will be in vain. Say, Lord, I hand over my life to you. Build it in a way that I will not regret. Say, Father, I hand over my life to you. I hand over my destiny to you. I hand over my calling to you, my ministry to you, my marriage to you. Build it in a way that I will not regret. Build it in a way that it will not fall. Irrespective of whatever attack that comes from the enemy. Lord, build my life in such a way that it will survive all attacks from the enemy. Build my life in such a way that it will survive all pressure from here and there, from my environment. Build my life in such a way that it will abide forever in greatness and success and influence in the name of Jesus. Lord, build my life in such ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. This verse also implies that we should seek for whatever is missing in our lives. Whatever virtue, whatever quality that is missing in our lives. I have said it before that God is not going to give a lot of money to someone who is greedy. God is not going to give a lot of money to someone who has made money an idol. God is not going to give a lot of money to someone who is a waster. Yeah, so there are virtues God is looking for in us before he will give us certain things, before he will put us in certain heights. Yeah, so ask yourself, do you have those virtues? Do you have those values in your life? Do you have those qualities in your life? So maybe God is waiting until you have that quality before he will release the greatness he wants to give you. Maybe God is waiting for you to come to the point where you trust him with everything, with all your heart. Yeah, and you are willing to depend on him even if it means dying. Yeah, so a lot of qualities God is looking for. So you're going to pray. I don't know the ones that are missing in your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release into my life the virtues and qualities that I must have for me to qualify for the greatness you have prepared for me. So Lord Jesus, give me the quality, the qualities, the kind of character, the kind of attitude, the kind of virtues that I must have for me to qualify for the height you have prepared for me. Open your mouth and talk to God like that. Bahasha de You might be looking down on those qualities, but heaven is not looking down on them. You might be taking it for granted. I mean, not for granted. You might be taking it lightly. You might feel like it is not important. Do I have to have this quality? But God doesn't joke with those virtues. God doesn't take them lightly. God don't take them lightly. Say, Father, help me to have these virtues you are looking for in my life. Help me to have the qualities, the values that you are looking for in my life. The character, the attitude you are looking for in my life. Before you will launch me into the height you have prepared for me. Lord, help me, O Lord, to have these virtues, to have the fruits of the Spirit, to have the nature you desire. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, God is saying that he has prepared something greater than whatever you had before and then lost it. Yeah, God is saying he has prepared something greater than everything you have lost to the enemy. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, restore my life into a greater glory where I will forget all that I have lost to the enemy. A greater glory where I will forget all that I suffered in darkness. Restore my life into that glory where I will have more than the things the enemy took from me. Say, Father, restore my life into that glory. I begin to pray like that. Dashasha dashtega tashana mashtagala. restore my entire life into a greater state of glory, where I have more than enough, more than all that I lost to darkness, more than all that the enemy took from me, more than all the enemy destroyed in my life, where I will forget my sufferings, forget my hardships, forget my sorrows and pains. Lord, restore my life into a greater state of glory. In the name of Jesus, restore my life, thank you, Lord, into a greater state of glory, where I have all that I need, where I lack nothing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. God said He will make your foundations from precious stones, from precious items. You're going to pray some believers have a lot of problems in their foundations because of the kind of family the kind of families they were born into. Yeah, so God must first visit their foundation and do certain works there before their lives can move forward. Yeah, by your foundation, I'm talking about your bloodline. Yeah, your bloodline, everything that has been happening in your family line before you were born, which was transferred into your own life because you share the same blood with that family. Yeah, so that's what I mean by your foundation. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit the foundation of my life and correct everything that I've gone wrong. Correct everything that I've gone wrong. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bahasha netedekedakatishala. Dijushtene horashdala. Lord Jesus, visit the foundation of my life. Visit the root of my life. Correct everything that I've gone wrong. In the name of Jesus, visit my bloodline and correct everything that has gone wrong in the name of Jesus. Continue to talk to Him like that. Say, Lord, visit my bloodline. Destroy every darkness in my bloodline, every darkness from my bloodline that don't want me to fulfill destiny. Destroy every darkness from my bloodline that don't want me to possess my possessions. Destroy every darkness from my bloodline that don't want me to become the person You have created me to be. Lord Jesus, visit my bloodline and destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray, talking about your foundations. It also includes everything that happened to you at the formative age. Yeah, especially from age 0 to age 3. Yeah, 0 to 3 years, and then 3 years to 6 years. Things that happened to you at those age tends to either limit your life forever or release your life into greatness. Yeah, and the thing about this is that many of us can't even remember vividly everything that happened to us at those young age. Yeah. And then we can't even see how much darkness entered into our lives at that age. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, a visit the early age of my life and correct everything that went wrong. Correct everything that went wrong at the early age of my life that is affecting my present progress, affecting my present success. Lord Jesus, visit that timeline and deliver me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Biharande gusha, dashara kushenegedala. Visit the timeline of my early age, the timeline of my childhood, and correct everything that went wrong. Don't forget that your past, present, and future is accessible to Jesus. Jesus is looking at them like this. Yeah, he can go back into your past. Yeah, because he is living in a timeless realm. Talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus, go back into the early age of my life and fix everything that went wrong in my life. Do it now in the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Do it right now. Deliver me from all the darkness that entered into my life at the early age of my life. That is now a limitation to my destiny. Oh Lord, deliver me from those darkness right now. Deliver me from captivities that formed in my life at the early age of my life. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Every damage that happened to me at the early age of my life, Lord Jesus, fix them now. Fix them now. Fix them now, thank you, Lord. Fix them now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. By your foundations, we also refer to your spirit. Many of you don't know how important your spirit is to your destiny, even to your prosperity. Yeah, many of you don't know how important your spirit is. The kingdom of darkness, they know. That is why they come to your dreams. I don't come to you face to face. If they don't know how important your spirit is, they will not come to your dreams to attack you. Because they know that whatever they sow into your spirit through dreams, they know it becomes part of your life and destiny. So the people in the witchcraft realms, they understand these things. Yeah, so they know the power your spirit has in your destiny. Yeah, but Christians don't take their spirits serious. They don't even do things that will make their spirit get strong and stronger. Yeah. So anything that happens to your spirit, happens to your destiny, happens to your calling. Yeah. So you're going to pray to be built up from the foundation. Also mean that your spirit is okay. Yeah, that your spirit is not in captivities. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit my spirit man. Touch my spirit man. And fix everything that has gone wrong in my spirit. Fix everything that has been damaged in my spirit. Oh, open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. I'm sure you're not tired. Pray like that. Your enemies, they don't get tired. Then why should you be tired? Say, Lord Jesus, visit my spirit man. And fix everything that has gone wrong there. Visit my spirit man. Deliver my spirit from every captivity of darkness. Lord Jesus, visit my spirit man. Heal everything that is damaged there. In the name of Jesus. Visit my spirit man. Touch my spirit man. Save my spirit man. Revive my spirit man. Empower my spirit man. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen my spirit man, Lord Jesus. Deliver my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, disconnect me from whatever I am connected to that is bringing limitations into my life. Bringing failures into my life. Bringing setbacks into my life. Disconnect me from them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Whatever I am connected to, whoever I am connected to, be it a church, you might be connected to a church, and that is why you are still struggling. You might be connected to the altar of a church. to the altar of the ministry. You might be connected to a pastor, a so-called pastor, and that might be the reason why you are still struggling. You might be connected to a certain friend, or connected to a certain place. Talk to God, whatever you are connected to that is bringing failures, setbacks. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Disconnect me from them all. Every connection that I have that is the reason for my struggles, for my failures, setbacks, limitations, Lord, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Whoever I am connected to, whoever I talk to, whoever I relate with, that is the reason for my failures and limitations, Lord, disconnect me from them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for this session. Thank you for everything you have done through these prayers we have prayed here today. Thank you for demonstrating your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for moving in our lives and situations to change our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance we have that you cannot fail us, that you cannot let us down. Even if it appears as if things are already falling apart, thank you, Lord, for that confidence we have, because you will always come true for us. Thank you for giving us such confidence and boldness and assurance. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask because you are the God that cannot lie. I ask that you demonstrate your power in the lives of everyone here right now. Demonstrate your power in their lives and show them how wonderful you are. Show them how faithful you are. Show them how much you care about them. Father, do it now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your confidence in Jesus shall give you greater rewards than you imagine. In the name of Jesus, your faith and trust in Jesus shall give unto you greater victories and success and greatness than you have imagined and that you can imagine. In the name of Jesus, I decree that every barrier created by flesh and darkness in your life to block you from experiencing God's power, let fire fall from the throne of God and consume them all right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the materials, the raw materials God wants to use to build up your life into greatness and great glory, let those raw materials begin to appear in your life right now in the name of Jesus. Priceless treasures that would make you different from everyone, that will make you control the universe. Receive them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.